shelter, and I pray you can make it better down here. I don't mean a big reduction in the price of beer, but all the people that you made in your image see them starving on their feet, and they don't get enough to eat from God. Can't believe in you. Dear God, sorry to disturb you, but I feel that I should be heard loud and clear. We all need a big reduction in the amount of tears for all the people that you made in your image. See them fight to live in the streets, cause they can't make opinions meet about God. Don't believe in you. Did you make this easy? And the diamond good? Did you make mankind after we made
you? This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Particle man, doing the things a particle can. What's he like? It's not important. Particle man, is he a dot or is he a speck? When he's underwater, does he get wet? Or does the water get him instead? Nobody knows. Particle man. Triangle man hates particle man. They have a fight, triangle wins, triangle man. Universe man, size of the entire universe man, usually kind to smaller man. Universe man, he's got a watch with a minute hand, millennium hand and an eon hand. When they meet, it's a happy land. Powerful man, universe man.
Waiter!
Person man, hit on the head with a frying pan, lives his life in the garbage can. Person man, is he depressed or is he a mess? Does he feel totally worthless? Who came up with person man? Degraded man, person man. Triangle man hates person man. They have a fight, triangle wins, triangle man.
Yeah!
put you in a hole in the ground. I'm gonna ride at your funeral, daddy in a black Cadillac. Oh yeah, you think you are, oh baby, but you can't come back. Now I'm gonna bump you up, gonna tell you the reason why you work for me, dear daddy. Oh, that you is alive. I'm gonna ride at your funeral, daddy in a black Cadillac.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I want you, I want to know the things you did that we do too. I want you, I want to hear he pleases you more than I do. I want you. I might as well be useless for all it means to you. I want you. Did you call his name out as it held you down? I want you. Oh no, my darling, not with that clown. I want you. I want you. You've had your fun, you don't get well no more. I want you. No one who wants you could want you more. Want you. I want you. I want you. Every night when I go off to bed and when I wake up, I want you. I'm gonna say it once again till I instill it. I'm gonna feel this way until you kill it. I want you. I want you. I want you. We'll be right back.
Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Baby, do you understand me now? If sometimes I seem to be mad, well, don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be mad. Understood. Baby, sometimes I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. And then again, it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. If I get itchy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I've got my share. And that's one thing I never need to do, 'cause I love you all.
the sight of your smile makes life worthwhile. Now it's not bad as it seems.
Yeah. find a little shelter from the storm, and I'll write this song for you. I know what you're going through. You see, I'm already blue. Deja blue, that's the color of love. Deja blue is the color I see in you. You'll be alone if you don't love, in danger if you do. I've already been there, deja blue.
From Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
Love it so much.
You all are familiar with Fat Albert. Fat Albert, yes. Okay. But Fat Albert, as he grew older, became very interested in motors, engines, and cars. And Fat Albert was that kid in the neighborhood who knew how to take anything apart. I mean, he could take a refrigerator part, put it back together, and that kind of thing. And he loved that kind of work. Boom.
Fat Albert had a car.
In 1958, Fat Albert's father gave him the hull of a 41 Mercury. Albert loved it, man. It was the best present he ever had in his life. He never spent any money on soda pop, candy, or anything. Everything he had, every penny he had, he put in that car. I'm sure all of you have a guy in your neighborhood like that. When you were growing up, some guy was always in there, man. We swore that's where Fat Albert would die, bent over in that car. When Fat Albert was 19, Fat Albert had saved enough money to buy a new engine for the 41 Merc. And he went down to the graveyard, you know where they have these old cars. And he bought a Cessna airplane engine. Now, I want to tell you that we in the neighborhood, there wasn't a car that could top Fat Albert's car. Albert's car had a sound of its own. I'll never forget the day he started it up. He said, here it is. And we all got in it, man. And we're sitting there waiting. And he started it up. And everybody said, ain't that cool, man? I'm telling you, we freaked out on that, Jack. He also put 400 pounds of sandbags in the trunk of his car so the front would raise up. And that old car would be leaning on his side, too, man. He was the only man drove on two wheels. Just the two on his side were on the ground. So we had to ride on the outside, holding on to the window to keep the car on the ground. And we'd be riding around the block, six of us hanging on that door, man. He could never make a right turn. Twice, I lost the seat of my pants. I love that car, man. We got more girls with that car because girls love the sound of... They love that. And especially ours, huh? Man, that was the toughest car in the world. You pull up to a bus stop. And some girls say, I want to ride. Now, my father had a 52 Chevy. It was the uncoolest sounding car in the world. My father's car went... Now you compare with... You can't get no girl with no sound like that, man. Even if you pull up to a light and rev up, you say, "Pudding, pudding." And I tried to get Dad to do, you know, "Dad, come on." He said, "I'm not interested in getting no girls." So I used to put a hole in his muffler. And then it went... And Dad couldn't understand it. "Oh, that's the fifth muffler I've had this month." I took my driver's test in Fat Albert's car. Oh, yeah. Sat up there, man. Was cool at 16 years old. So I'm sitting in the car, in Albert's car, you know, with the Cessna airplane engine, waiting for the state trooper. Pennsylvania state troopers are all 6'4". Big hat, sunglasses, leather legs. "My name is Woodard. I'm a state trooper. I'm sure you're familiar with the Pennsylvania Vehicle Driving Motor Responsive Regulatory Rules and Regulations." I was very excited. "Yes." I tried, man. It was so embarrassing. I tried to come out with a "yes," and he just went, "Yes." "All right, you will start the car up and follow my directions." This thing's got a clutch on it. And I hate the clutch, man. "Now, easy on the clutch and easy on the gas, and you come out.
punching down on the gas and move out. Okay, let's go.
I think you flooded it.
How come? Well, there's gas shooting over your left shoulder. No, it always does that. Troopers sitting in the car. What is this, an airplane engine? Yeah. Well, how do you keep the engine cool? Well, you just have to keep moving. All right. Start it up, pull up. Now, the clutch in the thing, and I didn't do it right, man. I panicked. And the car went. For four blocks. There's a trooper sitting there going. Lost his hat, his glasses. Finally reached over and turned the key. Here, you pass, you pass. That Elvis got a heck of a car, Jack.
Mm-hmm.